Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Today's a special afternoon edition on this Wednesday. Fantastic week I'm having, man. It's just awesome, and it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming. I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited for today's show because we've got a very cool filmmaker on today with us who has a fantastic new movie out. I watched it the other night, and I just really liked this one. I'm a sucker for suspense thrillers, and this was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Today on the show, we've got Mr. Tommy Stovall, writer-director of the new suspense thriller, Room for Rent. How are you, Tommy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. I liked this movie, Tommy.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Now, I'm looking at your IMDb page and stuff. Now, you've got a few writing credits and a few producing and directing credits. So this is kind of you're not new to the game per se, but you haven't been in it super long, right?
No, I've been in a few years, but this is my fourth feature film, and
wow.
You know, it takes a while to get one made and get it out there. So just plodding along and having fun doing it, and
I'm
doing all different kinds of movies.
I'm telling you, I have a good friend of mine who just finished his his first independent film. And I swear to God, he was going to have an ulcer or an aneurysm, you know, by the time it was done. Just all the behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody ever thinks about. Nobody not in the entertainment business, I should say. People in the business, obviously, like yourself, know all about that fun stuff, producing, getting money, and all of that. He did not. He's learning all of this. And yet, you've done it four times. My head goes up.
Well, you don't stop learning, that's for sure.
Right.
You know, every film you do, you learn from, and of course, it's always stressful. And but like I said, hopefully, it's a lot of fun as well. Otherwise, you know, why do it?
Right.
But yeah, it's always a challenge, and every project presents different challenges, and you just got to figure them out and keep going.
No, that's fantastic. Now I know we're talking about Room for Rent today. It is out, right? People can get it on demand and whatnot?
It's not out yet. It comes out May 7th.
There you go. See, folks, that's just how cool I am. I could see all the stuff. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Sometimes.
but you can pre-order it on Amazon.
Nice. See, there we go. There we go. I'm telling you, it's, here you are. I'm not in the film business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. It's what I do, but it seems like all my friends are either making movies or in bands or something. They're all doing something. And one of the things I think, you know, especially with the current, it seems in vogue, everybody, the end is nigh and all this and that. And there's a lot of negative stuff. And granted, there are some bad things that go on in the world. But at the same time, I think we live in such an incredible age, especially for entertainment. I watch movies every day at home on my system at home, you know, and I don't have any big millionaire house or anything like that. We have a nice TV, but it's amazing to me that the streaming aspects and all of, as a filmmaker, that's got to be a cool time because you can get your art out there to the world, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Things have changed so much and they keep changing. Not just distribution-wise, but just being able to make a film. You know, the technology has gotten so much better that you can make a decent quality film for not as much money as you used to have to. And And now there's so many avenues out there to get your film out and have people watch it.
You know, it's. I was at a party a few weeks back. Well, it's a couple months actually. Now that I think about it. So I was talking to a filmmaker friend of mine, and in my mind, because I've grown up watching movies and television shows and stuff, and you always see, at least how I grew up, there would be a film set and there'd be like a crane with like a director and a camera guy in like a basket, and they're going up in the air and getting this shot from above. And I was telling my friend this. He goes, yeah. He goes, that was all before drones. Now we just send a drone up there and get it shot. It's a lot cheaper than renting that big crane. And I'm like, I didn't even know. I wouldn't even have thought of that. You know, I was blown away by it. The concept of a drone.
Yeah, we
shot.
We actually used a drone. This is my first time using a drone in this film, and our opening shot is from a drone, and so that was a learning experience as well, and a lot of fun doing.
Oh, that's cool. And digital shooting digitally, you can watch the scene, look at the shot right after. You don't have to wait for it to be developed and whatnot. It's amazing. It amazes me. This film, Room for Rent, now this was filmed in Arizona, right, Sedona?
Yeah, filmed right in Arizona, Sedona, where I live.
Nice. That's a magical place, man. I used to live in San Diego, and a lot of people I sold art to all tended to go to Sedona. they spent some bucks out there, so, you know, I always thought that. Had to be a cool place.
Oh,
to
yeah,
be.
Yeah. It's a very artistic place.
Yeah, that was the crowd that always seemed to be heading that way. Very, very cool. Now, with this film, did you know a lot of the actors and whatnot in it, or did you use a casting company or Craigslist, or how did you meet all the people involved in making Room for Rent?
Well, the lead actress, Lynn Shea, I knew because she had been in two of my other films, and so I had worked with her twice before, and she was the first one I approached, of course, and I sent her the script and to see if she was interested, and she was, and luckily, and so from there we just we scheduled it, and then I just started looking for other actors. I did all the casting myself. A lot of the cast were local people that I knew and knew of, and three other actors from Los Angeles come out, which was great. And the way I casted this movie, to tell you the truth, was just looking on IMDb and. Looking at different actors and contacting their representatives and, you know, seeing if they wanted to come play with us.
Very cool. Well, you know, it's amazing. Lynn, oh my gosh, what an actress. She was fantastic in this movie. Number one, I love suspense thrillers. Like I said, I'm not in the movie business, but I'm a movie guy. Let me put it this way, Tommy. I'm building a outdoor theater in my backyard. You know, I'm one of those guys, you know. So I just eat up. I eat up everything about movies. I find it fascinating. And suspense thrillers really get me going, you know, and especially when they're done well. And this, the writing was fantastic. But, man, Lynn, she took that writing. I mean, whoa, that was a crazy character. And I don't want to give too much away, but I liked how the story kept changing with her a little bit. And you kind of never knew, I wanted to root for her there. There was a couple spots where I'm like, I don't know. But I really, really liked this film. She did a fantastic job in it. Was she easy to direct?
Yeah. She's incredible to work with. She goes through quite a transformation in this film, not just, you know, character-wise and emotionally, but physically as well, you know, with her changing clothing, which was her idea in the film. And she works very hard, and she comes up with very detailed backstories for her characters, and we worked on the character for a couple of months before we started shooting, and she just she really takes you on a journey, and you can just see you know, this transformation that happens with this character from a character you do empathize with and feel sorry for and to, you know, a character who kind of takes control and becomes a little scary, actually. And she's just amazing. Yeah, she's just amazing to watch.
Well, it was. And, you know, again, I want people to watch the film when it comes out, which is coming out, you say, in about a week, right?
Yeah, May 7th. It'll be
May 7th.
On
okay,
all the platforms, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I want people to see it. And I don't want to give any – because it's almost – I hate the – I don't even think it's a real word. I was going to say Hitchcockian, you know, because really you attach to the character that Lynn plays. And you're right, you know, you're right there with her. You're rooting for her and everything. And then you're like, whoa, she's kind of creeping me out a little bit. You know, that's too far, you know, I understand, but that's not good. But then again, some of the other, you know, the peripheral characters, the neighborhood creeps. That brought out the old man in me a little bit. I'm like, oh, look at these assholes, you know. Yeah, what a good movie, Ben. I really liked how the film draws you in. And I don't know if you specifically wanted that to happen or whatnot, but it did in my case, at least.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks for saying that. That was our goal. You know, it starts out kind of mysterious and a little slower at the beginning, and you don't really quite know what's going to happen, and I think it, you know, kind of keeps you guessing, and then just by the end you just want to, what, you know, you want to know what happens next, and there's a few surprises.
Absolutely.
That happen.
Absolutely. And yeah, and they're great surprises. You don't see them coming. I thought it was very, very cool. Now, let me ask you a little bit about yourself in filmmaking and whatnot. Were you always a film guy? Like, when you were younger, did you, like when you were a kid, did you know movies is what I was going to be doing? Or was there a point where it all kind of happened?
Well, I was always into movies. You know, I loved movies as a kid. And then when I was a teenager, my family got a video camera. And this was back in the 80s. That's how old I am. And
yeah, I'm right there with you.
And I just kind of... I just kind of confiscated the video camera from, you know, from the rest of my family because I was so interested in it. And I just, you know, played around with it and shot all kinds of videos. And that led to making movies for fun. You know, I would get my friends and we would make little horror films.
Nice.
You know, but back then it was just for fun and never really envisioned myself, making, you know, a real movie. But then I got into more video making, and that's what I ended up majoring in college. And I had my own video production company. And so, but I always had in the back of my mind, I said, you know, I really like to try to make an independent film someday. And, so that's what I kind of set my mind to. And it took several years to finally get there, but I finally bit the bullet and, you know, gave a shot at writing a screenplay, which I did, and then raising the money for our first film, and it was such a blast. We had so much fun that we said, well, we got to do this again. And of course, we made, you know, all the mistakes you make, you know, all the things you learn not to do. You know, we said, well, we got to put that to use too. So that's how it happened, and I was really fortunate with my first film to get a fantastic cast. You know, we were able to get seven actors from Hollywood to come out, and Lynn Shea was one of them, actually.
Wow.
That's when I first met her. And so it was just such a great experience, and you know, that's why I wanted to keep doing it, is because it's just so much fun.
That's awesome. That is so cool. And it just goes to show, you know, for any of our people that have a dream that are listening to the show, which is probably everybody, you just got to do it, man. I talk to a lot of people that are successful in whatever it is they're doing, and they all have a similar story where it takes a second, you know, to kind of get the situation and put yourself in the right opportunities, where those opportunities can happen and whatnot, and then just knocking it out. Now, you know, making a feature, like I said, I'm a painter, you know. I mean, for me, I just got to grab a canvas and push some paint around on it. Not a big deal. A feature film, that's a big deal, man. That is like, and it's not a quick thing. You don't make one of these in a weekend. It's a big process and a lot involved and whatnot. But you did it.
Yeah, well,
that's
true. And I think maybe a little naivety on my part when I first did it helped as well, because I didn't know all the things I should be scared of, because it is a scary thing, you know, to put yourself out there and you start hiring all these people, but luckily you hire the right people, and that certainly helped too. We had a great crew that helped us along. But you know, you don't know until you try, and the way you learn how to make a movie is by making a movie. You know, there's
right.
really no other way. And so it is scary, but you just gotta, you know, you just gotta get out there and do it. And you can find other people to help you, and people love doing it and being a part of it, and just, you know, as long as you're enjoying it, that's the main thing. You know, I always say that, you know, regardless of what else happens, if you enjoy doing it and you have fun in the process, then it was worth it.
Absolutely. Well, that's very cool, man. Now, I have to ask, because I enjoyed this film so much, are the gears turning? And I know in the movie business, sometimes you can't you know, things are in process and you can't talk too much about it. Is the next project in the shoot or coming around, or are we just totally focusing on Room for Rent right now?
Well, I always have a project in the back of my mind. So I have a couple of projects I want to do. Nothing is set yet. Nothing is scheduled. But we'll see. Hopefully it'll happen soon. You know, right now, of course, we are focused on Room for Rent, and I always have something cooking. It's just, you know, you never know how long it's going to take to get going,
right.
but you just gotta keep putting one foot in front of the other, and things happen as they happen.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. And Mace opens May 3rd, I believe, and digital release on May 7th. Now, are you guys going to have like are you opening it there in Arizona or in LA, or what's the plan?
We have a premiere in LA. It's at the Arena Cine Lounge in Hollywood. So that's on May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd. And that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have, you know, all the cast will be there and all that. And then we'll be there for a week. So if you're in LA, come check it out during that week. You know, we're playing every day. And then we open for the rest of the world on May 7th.
Nice. Very cool, man. Well, you got it done. You got it done. How cool is that? I really like this movie. And yeah, he's right, folks. If you're in the greater LA area, in that neck of the woods or whatnot, definitely see this movie in the theater. I mean, there's nothing better than seeing a movie. I mean, it's great to watch it. You know, it's different when you watch it on your phone, is all I'm saying, than sitting there with a tub of popcorn. You know, do that.
Yeah, and it's a fun movie to watch with an audience too.
Yeah, absolutely, because they ain't gonna know. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, it's weird. I'm in South Florida, and when I first moved here, I had to learn a few lessons in patience. It was the first time I lived amongst a large elder society, populace, I should say.
And, you know, I'm in line at the drugstore or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's taken forever and all this and that. And I remember I was talking to my father after one of these days, and I was kind of, I don't know, probably complaining a little bit. And he said, he goes, just reel. My father always had a funny thing he'd always say to me when I'd get a little much. He'd say, reel it in there, Fraser Crane, reel it in. And I was kind of complaining about this older lady. And he said, you know, he goes, you never know. That might be the first human being, like live person she's talked to in a couple of days. So just have a little patience, you know. And he was right. And I remember thinking that when I was watching this film, especially when she was kind of at the beginning, when she's kind of going through some of the with the setup of the film, you know what I mean? There was some pitfalls she was kind of experiencing in life, troughs and valleys, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I was thinking about that. And so, like I said, I really, you had the great word, but empathetic. I was really empathetic with his character. And, oh, man, what a great film. What a great film. Very, very cool. How did you come up with the idea of writing this story, Tommy?
Well, I didn't actually write it. This is the first,
oh, I'm sorry.
The first film. This is the first film I didn't write. I found the script. The writer's name is Stuart Flack. He's from Europe. He's English. He lives in Germany now, and he wrote the script, and I kind of adapted it from there. And it was really, really cool. He was actually on the set. He came over from Europe to Arizona, and he was on the set with us the whole time while we were filming, which was a lot of fun. He found it fascinating to watch. And when I read the script, I loved the concept. You know, there were a couple of scenes in there that I hadn't seen before, and I just love the character of Joyce, you know, who Lynn Shea plays.
Yeah, she's fantastic, man. She's fantastic. It was a great film. Great film. And I want everybody to get over to Amazon, pre-order it and whatnot. We will I will find the link for that, the direct link for that, and I'll be adding that to our show page as soon as the show's over here. And so all you got to do is click on it and whatnot. Also, Room for Rent has a Facebook page and Instagram, all that. Like and share. Very important, because if you dig something, chances are your friends are going to dig it as well. And that's part of the landscape now. All these likes and shares, it helps the cause, man. It helps the cause. And very, very important. Well, very cool, Tommy. Well, you know, I'll let you get back to work and whatnot. I want to thank you for taking, a little bit of time here this afternoon out of your schedule to be on the show and whatnot, and, you know, tell us a little bit about this. Was it a long shoot, this film?
It was pretty short. I think we shot 21 days, which is pretty short for a film.
Yeah. That's a lot of long days. You really
yeah, so a lot of running and gunning.
I'm telling you, I'm teasing. No, because it didn't seem like, I didn't see seasonal changes in the movie. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, it's winter now. Of course, you were in Arizona.
Right.
You wouldn't see that. I don't know. Do you guys get? Is it seasonal there in Sedona? Or is it pretty much like California, pretty constant?
It's seasonal here. It's it's not as hot as Arizona is known for in Phoenix.
Right.
We're up a little higher in elevation, but we actually got a lot of snow this year for a few days. And it's mostly sunny and beautiful, which is nice, and certainly hot in the summer, which is when we shot the film.
It's cheaper to do it that way. See, some producer, I'm kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy's one of the producers on Room for Rent as well. Got to keep that stuff in mind, though, right?
It's. But, you know, you do it when you can. And we suffered through the heat and still had fun anyway.
Nice. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait for everybody to see it, because it's a fantastic film. And everybody get over there. Like I said, I'll have the link up in a second and pre-order it. Very, very cool. And if you
You know, if you travel a lot, I have a future sister-in-law who is her man, her fiance, are big Airbnb people. I want them to watch this film because you never know, you know.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to be cautious when you rent a B&B from somebody.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Especially after this film. Well, fantastic, everybody. Again, Room for Rent is the film. And Mr. Tommy Stovall, thank you so much, Tommy, for taking the time to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. This has been great.
Awesome. Talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks.
And there you go, folks. That's we're going to wrap it up for us today here. Man, I'm telling you, get out. You got to watch this film. In a couple weeks, you'll be able to do it, you know, from the comfort of your home or whatnot, or hop a plane and, you know, get to L.A. or whatnot, if you're not already in L.A. Very, very cool. I wish I was closer to L.A. because I would definitely want to see this in the theater if possible. But, hey, man, if I keep working hard, I'll be able to watch it in my backyard theater. That'll be pretty nice. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for us tonight. We are back tomorrow evening. We've got a fantastic R&B singer on tomorrow evening from Montreal. Looking forward to that. Very, very cool shows. I'm telling you, we've got all kinds of stuff happening. And starting next week, I just wanted to say also, we're going to be a couple times a week. We're to a point where we're going to start having monthly guests on. Jordan John is our performer that's going to be on tomorrow night. And next week, DJ Miss Monday will be starting once a month. She's going to be co-hosting a house music night. She's a house music DJ. And we're going to do the show. And then directly following the show, she does a full hour set of just fantastic house music. So looking forward to that. We've got a couple other monthly guests in the works here. We're getting that all organized and whatnot, and we'll be announcing that stuff soon. Also, you're probably, if you follow any of my social media, we've got a couple charity events coming up. Well, that I've donated paintings to and whatnot as part of their silent auctions. Check that out. There's a really cool sea turtle one and a really cool Caribbean beach type scene that I've painted. And you can get those paintings if you go to these charity events. Those are all local here to South Florida. And you can find out more information about that on my website. Very, very cool. But I definitely want everybody to get out and order, pre-order Room for Rent. Fantastic film. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.